5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to Witchful Thinking, a podcast all about being a witchy woman in the modern world we live in. Each week, you can listen to these two witches banter about witchcraft, spell work, current events, intuitive wellness, spirituality, astrology, tarot, and much more. Our goal here on Witchful Thinking is to create content that informs and centers our listeners and helps them look at the world around them in a much more meaningful, magical way. Thanks so much for tuning in, and be sure to follow the podcast on Instagram for daily updates.
It's just us again.
Hello.
We have missed you guys in our one-on-one banter. We're back in our true form, Brooke and Liz.
Yeah, we hope you enjoyed all the guests that we've been having on recently. We've really been enjoying branching out and talking to different types of people, but we definitely missed it just being the two of us.
Yeah, like I miss... You know, sometimes I just worry, like, I love having guests on, but sometimes I worry if it's someone we haven't spoken to before, if they're just like, going to be like, damn, these girls are inappropriate.
Well, hopefully they've listened to at least one episode before they ask to be a guest so they know what we're like, but so far it's been really great.
Yeah, so far it's been a pretty great time. Yeah. We have one more guest. But I do not think that that episode will air until the new year because it is new year themed.
Yes.
And I believe we're recording that this week, actually. And then it won't go up until January. And then in January, again, we've already said this on a previous episode, but we are going to try and take a break and not post for a few weeks, not record for a few weeks because, well, we don't need to give a reason just because. So there's that. But anyways, we are going to be talking today about red flags. This was Liz's idea. A few weeks ago, we decided that we were going to ask our listeners to send in send in their biggest red flags in relationships and friends and people in general. And then today, again, I posted on my personal Instagram, asking people to send in their biggest red flags. So we have a ton to share with you guys. And this is just going to be like a fun little goofy, good talk.
Fun little shoot the shit episode.
Fun little shoot the shit episode. Bringing us back to us, you know?
That's right. I don't even remember. I remember talking about red flags in an episode and saying like some random quirky kind of funny one, but like obviously it was a red flag and we were like, hey, you guys should DM us your like specific, you know, kind of quirky red flags that maybe aren't always like the normal ones. Mm-hmm. And you guys, you answered the call, you sent those in. So we are here to provide what the people want.
Yeah, we just want to give the people what they want. And before we jump into that, we did want to make a request of you guys.
So if you want to send us a personal message, please, you know, if you want to just say a quick hello, definitely feel free to send that to our personal ones. If you'd like, there is a chance that we might not get to it because our inboxes are blowing up, but definitely if you have questions that are regarding an episode or anything that you'd like us to talk about or you know, anything pertaining to the podcast, please send it to the podcast Instagram inbox, because that is the one we're checking more for, you know, things like questions and episode ideas and things like that. So just know if you do send it to our personal inbox, they're getting flooded at the moment. There's a chance we might not see it, but we do appreciate people, you know, finding us and sending us a quick hello. So thank you for all the love that you show us on Instagram. But please make sure to DM the @thewitchfulthinking podcast Instagram so that we can get to your requests.
Yeah, we love that you guys want to follow us and or find us and follow us, but it's just better for like personal professional reasons. I really like to keep my personal stuff separate, like from podcast related questions. So send anything you want to the podcast Instagram or the email. And if we see it and we get to it, then we see it and we get to it. If we don't, I'm so sorry, but we get a lot of messages.
Yeah. And it helps us to stay organized to have all of podcast related questions and things like that sent to the podcast Instagram.
Yes, exactly. So without further ado, let's jump into the red flags.
Yeah.
I'm just going to start reading some of these off, and the ones that we think are really funny, we'll talk about.
Yeah.
So the first one says they blaspheme every person who enters the room. Okay. Second one says on a date, they can't let themselves be invited and it makes them feel unmanly. So I guess this is in reference to like a red flag for someone dating a man. If the man won't let you take them out on a date, it makes them feel like emasculated. This reminds me of this summer when I went on that date with that guy and I walked into his car and never heard from him again.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The doctor.
Yeah. Well, he was a pre-med student. Pre-med. Whatever. Let's not even try to give him credit where credit's not due yet. So not only was I late to the date, I was like 5 minutes late because I couldn't find parking. So I felt bad and I was like, let me buy you a drink. So I bought it and he clearly felt weird about that. And then I was walking and I walked into his, I called you right after too. I was like, I accidentally just walked into his car. I'm never going to talk to him again.
That was so funny. But the thing is that is kind of a red flag. Like, you know, it should be totally fine for you to buy a guy a drink and walk him to his car.
Yeah. Like, why does that
intimidate the problem
so much? Like,
yeah.
Cause everything went fine up until that moment. Mm-hmm. And then it just like did it. Like, I mean, I don't know. It was early in my dating scene phase. So I was not pressed at all, but I could not stop laughing about that. I just thought like, I really emasculated you, huh? Like,
yeah.
Jesus. Yeah. This next one comes from Danielle. I actually have known her since preschool. Not even kidding. But she said when they haven't read a book since high school. Yes.
Call it out. Call it out.
When someone hasn't read a book since high school and they say shit like, I haven't read anything since I had to. Like, so you're saying the only reason you could ever read anything was if you were being graded on it. Like, you can't, I don't know. People who don't read for pleasure.
Also, if you ask somebody what their favorite book is, their answer to what your favorite book is could be a red flag.
Ooh, okay. So what would be a red flag book?
Maybe like, let's see. I don't know. Yeah, maybe if it's, what is a red flag book? I mean, if somebody told me, their favorite book was like Romeo and Juliet, I'd be like, what?
Bridge to Terabithia. You liked reading about dead children?
Oh my god. There's a whole bunch probably, but I can't think of one off the top of my head.
Aragon. Do you remember the Aragon books? Those big like dragon books?
I never read those.
I had one, but I never finished it. And I remember being, so I was like 11. And the only reason I got the book was because I saw a 17-year-old had published it, and I wanted so bad to be like a teenage, like a written, like published author. That was the only reason I got the book, and it sucked. And I was just like, this sucked. Like, it was not good. It really, Mia, you are dead set on disrupting everything today. You are crunching loudly in the background. You're bouncing off the furniture. You can't see her off screen, but she's just looking at me just like.
She's like, what are you going to do about it?
I'm in the podcast art.
Oh, I don't think anybody would ever say the Twilight series is their favorite book series, but if they did, I'd be like,
And that's saying something because we love Twilight.
Yes, no, yeah, we do. We do, but we understand that the writing is terrible.
Yeah.
The writing is terrible. It's just nostalgic for me. Like, it reminds me of being a young teen and like getting into like vampire romance and stuff like that. But like, the books are bad.
Stephanie Meyer's a red flag.
Yes, she is.
God. Okay. My friend Chelsea says she has three. So she says men that make fun of / constantly talk shit about women, describing all their exes as crazy, and also no work ethic, no job, and no future hopes of finding a job. LOL.
Wow. Preach, Chelsea.
Yes, she got so many.
Wow. Those are really good ones.
Especially the men who describe all their exes as crazy. The second, like, if I meet it's very rare that I will believe somebody. What, do you hear that? Mm-mm. That was a weird sound outside. Anyways, it's very weird that I'll believe anybody, regardless of their gender, when they say that all their exes are crazy, unless I've known them for a really long time and I know for a fact that all their exes were crazy.
Yeah.
And they just attract the crazies. I don't know. That's a whole other conversation. But yeah, I find a lot of the times that when men describe their exes as crazy, all of their exes, like not just one or two here or there, it's you're like, you're the problem. You're the toxic one.
Yeah. Maybe there's a common denominator
in
this line of thinking here, or even like, you know, when people talk about their exes all the time, like, I think it's fine, you know, to talk about them every now and then, especially if they're like brought up in conversation. But if it's just like constant comparisons or talking about them, it's like, well,
let it go.
Yeah.
Like,
let it go.
No work ethic, no job, no future hopes of finding a job. That's so funny.
I don't want no scrub. Yeah. No love from me. Oh my God. We've both been with people like that.
Bums. Oh, how many times, remember that one episode where I just screamed bum?
Yes.
So, so excited about your divorce that I just screamed bum.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Someone who talks more than they listen. Yes, because those people literally just talk to hear themselves talk. That's super annoying. Hates snuggling. I'm kind of iffy on that because some people genuinely just don't like being clung on to like that.
Yeah, that's more of like a love language difference thing. Maybe it's totally fine if that's like something you want, and so if they're not into that, then you're like, okay, this is not for me.
Yeah, like I would say that's more of a physical preference. And if you want to snuggle and the person you're with doesn't like snuggling, I really wouldn't consider it a red flag. More just like,
probably not the right match.
Yeah, like they're, yeah. When they cannot accept no, even for something little, because it shows a bigger problem. Oh my God, yeah. Yes. Like
100%.
Yes. Okay, so perfect example. Remember when I had that ex who wanted me to pay for this huge chest tattoo that he wanted to get, and it was like $400, and he wanted me to pay for it, and I had to pay rent. This was when we lived together, and I needed to pay rent, and I was like, you want me to be homeless? I can't just give you $400. So I picked up all of these shifts to be able to pay for this stupid tattoo for him for his Christmas present or whatever.
Oh my God.
And just like that. I mean, that wasn't even little, like that wasn't a little thing. That was a big thing, but like,
yeah. Yeah. Or, you know, I mean, if somebody doesn't respect when you say no to something small, they're probably not going to respect no when you say it to something that's big. And that's just like essentially someone who doesn't, it sounds like it's someone who doesn't respect boundaries.
Yeah, exactly. Oh God, that makes me cringe.
I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, that huge ugly tattoo that he had so badly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling it ugly because my money had to pay for it, so I can call it that if I want.
There you go. Exactly.
Okay, the next one actually comes from my boyfriend's sister. She said, just play the whole voice message I have. You know, and in quotes, it says, you know me, yo. So I'm going to tell this story. If she's listening, I don't know if she listens, but if she's listening, I hope she laughs. So she told me a story a month ago about this dude that was like stalking her in college. They had one class together twice a week, and it was like 1 hour and a half, an hour and a half twice a week. So it took like maybe 3 hours a week. I guess he had her phone number from like a group project or something. And after she left that college, like he wouldn't leave her alone and he would blow her phone up. And then like, she'd just be like, dude, like we don't know each other. We've never hung out outside of school. I'm not interested. Leave me alone. Wouldn't leave her alone. Then he sent her two voicemails. And this was like, I think 3 years ago or something, or a few years ago, but she kept them and she let us listen to them. And they were killing me because he literally was on the phone. He was like, you know me, yo. Like, we spent so much time together, yo. Like, we go back, dude. Like, we spent hours together every week. And you're going to tell me that I'm a creep and I'm weird? You know me. He said, said, I'm sorry that I called you a bitch. But it's only because you were being a bitch.
Okay. Yeah, and he thought after that voicemail she was gonna be like, oh my god, I really want to go out with this guy.
Yes. And she was moving, having to move her car and everything, like move parking spots, and because he would figure out where she'd park and wait for her to walk into the community college and stuff, and just,
oh my god. Jeez. Yeah, obviously stalking is a giant red flag.
Stalking is a giant red flag. Calling you a bitch is a giant red flag. Leaving multiple voicemails is a giant red flag.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Name calling. Mm-hmm. And especially I have been in circumstances where I was with somebody who called me names and I told them to not do that anymore. And they're like, why? You haven't said anything up until now. Like, because I didn't think they would continue doing it, but they did. So, but no. So especially if you tell somebody, hey, I don't like that, but they can't stop.
They don't think it's like a big deal, or they think it's just like, it's just a word. Well, guess what? Words hurt. So don't call me bitch.
Yeah.
How about that? Don't call me a bitch. Don't call me stupid. Don't call me an idiot.
Yep.
Don't call me a moron, a dumbass, like anything. Like, I don't think it's funny. No. Friends or girlfriends or boyfriends, it's not acceptable to me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone said Aquarius men. we don't shame zodiacs on this podcast, girl. I'm so sorry. Next says sleeps with socks on. First of all, I sleep with socks on, so you can take that. And you
that
can
is love it. So funny because I think it's funny that they think that's a red flag. I cannot sleep with socks on. I don't have a problem if somebody else sleeps with socks on, but it is impossible for me. It's like a sensory thing.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot stand the feeling of my feet under the covers with socks on. And I don't know why.
I
have to rip them off.
I have to sleep with socks on because I can't stand the feeling of my feet touching each other.
So weird.
My feet are just dry and it's just like, I'm grossed out by feet. I'm grossed out by my own feet. I don't even want to look at my own feet. I don't want my feet touching other people's feet. I will wear socks. I wear socks all the time. Like literally all the time. So you know what, Lily, girl, I'm sorry. I wear socks. So sue me. I guess I'm a walking red flag.
I I can be freezing in my bed, like trying to like warm up my covers because I just crawled under the sheets and my feet are freezing and I can't put socks on. Like, I just can't. I don't know what it is.
Y'all are weird. When people won't admit Christmas is a stolen holiday, that it is.
That's true. You know, that's a fact.
Them's facts, girl. She's right. She redeemed herself with that one. I'm still mad about the socks. let's see. Someone said people who jokingly or sarcastically pick on others a little too much, after a while it gets old. Agreed. Yep. Our member Grace from Cracker Barrel, she said saying Taylor Swift's music isn't good. I agree. Leave Taylor Swift alone. Leave her alone.
Yep.
Leave that woman alone. I think we've talked about this before on the podcast, but after I watched her documentary, I was just so full of rage for two reasons. I was mad at myself for the years that I went along with media and shit on Taylor Swift and acted like, oh my God, all she does is sing about boys. All anyone does is sing about love, period. So why were we trashing her? Two, another thing I was mad about was how Kanye West and Kim Kardashian just got away with lying about her and just dragging her name through the dirt. And like, she spent like 2 years inside, like no one saw her for like 2 years because the media had ripped her to shreds. And her I love Taylor Swift's music. I grew up on it. I want to say a public apology to you, Taylor, for the years I spent trying to act like I was better than Taylor Swift's music, because I'm not.
I did the same thing. I did not like her at all for many years. And to be honest, like, a lot of her music is still not my jam, but I like her after seeing her documentary. And like, I think she's a great businesswoman. She's extremely talented. And you know, it's kind of like Miley Cyrus's situation where she was just dragged for so long when she was just trying to find herself. And it's just that these people were put their whole lives growing up were put in front of a spectacle or, you know, in front of cameras and for people to comment on. And they're all women, they're all young women. And there's just tons of misogyny that was rooted in a lot of the critical things that were said about them. And I listened to those things too. I do like her newer music though, for sure. Like her latest albums, I love those, but I still wasn't really into her younger music. That just wasn't what I was listening to. But I like her.
Yeah. I grew up and her first album, I remember being in high school and I just like adored her. And like, I loved her. Like I loved when she was strictly country, and like, I hate country music, but I loved her. And then she switched to pop. And I do feel like she switched effortlessly to pop. And I like her as a person. I don't like all of her music, but I would say I know a good like 89% of her songs. And yeah. Liz Stone, I know she's listening to this right now because she listens to every episode. Liz is like a Taylor Swift fan and will always be. And we bonded over that. So shout out to Liz. Liz and I love you. There's two different Liz's I'm talking about here, okay? We don't tolerate Taylor Swift hate. Thank you very much.
That's right. Not tolerating it.
Grace also said, when a man uses terms like alpha or beta to describe other people, Joe Rogan, motherfucker.
Joe Rogan and...
Ew. Oh,
and what's that guy who... He's like a pastor... Shit, his name is and he says beta. Everybody who's listening is probably gonna know. He's huge on YouTube, and he's like a super conservative Christian.
Who is it?
His name is, hold on, give me 1 second, and I will. And he believes in, like, I mean, his whole channel is essentially just shitting on women. It's literally shitting on women. And it's pretty bad. If you go watch his YouTube, I don't know how many episodes you're gonna be able to watch. Jessie Lee Peterson.
Oh, I have heard that name. Okay, gross.
Yeah, and he's very problematic, but he says essentially, like, if a man listens to a woman, like, he's a beta male, and he thinks he's an alpha male, right? Because he doesn't listen to women, and whatever. And that guy is a giant red flag.
Oh God, the idea of someone yelling beta is so cringy.
It's very cringy. Yeah.
So gross. And also, anybody, like, I know, I don't know personally, but, like, I know of the stereotype of guys who, like, live and die by the Joe Rogan podcast. And I'm just like, ew. Ew. Like,
Joe Rogan is a red flag. Okay.
Ew. Gross. Okay. Someone else said a guy who has a bad relationship with his mom. Red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag, red flag. Agreed, Sade. Yes.
I don't know. I kind of disagree.
Really?
I agree and disagree. Yeah. Yeah. Because I think potentially, like, I think it would depend on the person, because I know so many people that had really shitty mothers.
Me.
It would be great if we could all have good relationships with our mothers, but I understand that, like, not everybody had a good mom, and it's okay to distance yourself from toxic parents.
I fully agree with that. When I say I agree, I'm talking about people who, like, you know, once you meet their mother and you're just like, wow, their mom's actually like, I don't know how they grew up. Like, wow, their mom doesn't seem like what they made her out to be. And it kind of just seems like they didn't like growing up being told what to do by their mom.
I do agree with that. I think there is, like, it has to be assessed on, like, an individual basis. So I don't think that that's just, like, cut, you know, what is the saying?
Cut and dry.
Because there are toxic parents that don't deserve to be in their child's life.
Yeah, I fully agree. I mean, if you've listened to our mothering series, you already know I didn't grow up with a good biological mother. I'm the first person to be like, she does not define me. She has nothing to do with my personality. I'm not her and she is not me. So I think when men who disrespect their mothers, like, you know, not, and they disrespect their mothers not for reasons of, like, you know, their mother neglected them and now they really hate her, I think that's totally different from disrespecting your mom when she's like, why don't you ever call me? And then they cuss her out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's totally different.
Yeah.
Let's see. And then, you know, also the flip side of that is men who do have really good relationships with their mother, but then they expect you to do everything for them because their mom did everything for them.
Yeah. Two sides to the coin. Is that a saying? Y'all know I'm bad at sayings.
Yeah, that's like a running theme now, is like we know what you're trying to get at.
Okay, good. Good, good.
Someone said putting one sock on and then the shoe before moving to the next foot. That's weird.
That's weird.
I've never seen anybody do that.
Weird. That's weird. Super. Yeah.
Getting negative energy off a person. Yes. Uplifts you by putting down others. Yeah. Like somebody who's like, I like you. I like how you dress. You don't dress like all these other stupid girls. Like, I like your sense of humor and it's not dumb and like all these other sluts. Like, I hate when guys talk like that.
Yeah.
It's
you're not like other girls.
Like, okay.
The prop in my mouth.
You don't need to ever put someone down to give me a compliment.
Yeah.
Ever. It's not necessary. Doesn't like animals in general, like any of them.
I don't know, like, my grandma is the sweetest person on the planet and she just does not like animals, and it's because she's like a super clean freak and she can't stand animal hair. She just doesn't want to like pick up poop and stuff. But that would definitely be a deal breaker. I don't know if it's a red flag necessarily, but it would be a deal breaker for some people. Like, obviously I have a cat and like, you have to like my cat. Otherwise you gotta go.
Yeah. You can't just like, for me, it's like, you can't just respect the fact that I have an animal. Cause like, what if we live together one day and like that animal is going to be sitting beside you and like, mm-hmm. you're going to see it every single day. Like you have to bond with my pet.
Yes.
Yeah. You have to love my pet.
So maybe that one's more of a deal breaker.
Yeah.
Although I do believe in this theory. You know, people who hate cats is like the theory of
consent
and femininity, because cats have like the feminine energy and people don't like that they can't control cats. They can't tell them what to do. They can't really train them. And they're like, oh, I can't always pet them when I want to. And, yeah. You know, yeah, things like that. So there are aspects of that I understand where that person's coming from and I do agree with. But again, yeah. That's probably more of a case-by-case basis.
All righty. Let's see. Someone said, people who only talk about themselves. Yes. People who switch jobs constantly. People who are small-town rappers. Ah, girl, that's bad.
That's so funny. I do have a friend who was a small-town rapper. And I think he's very good. I think he's an excellent artist, but I know many, many other small town rappers from where we're from, and they are walking red flags. So that is fucking hilarious.
Yeah. Cause I don't want to dog on people who are from small towns and they're trying to like make a real career out of doing something they love.
Yeah.
But I do know we have the same like experience with small town rappers, but yeah. You know, like just look at everybody who did start out in a small town and then they got really big. So anything could happen, but
another case by case basis.
It's a case by case basis. Okay. Would I choose to date somebody who said their full-time job was SoundCloud? Probably not. But that's just my prerogative.
Yeah.
Let's see. Someone else said, saying I love you with no substance behind it. I agree with that. It gets old. What's the point of saying it if you're not doing stuff to back it up? Mike says, saying, well, actually, I don't get it.
That sounds like a setup for a mansplaining. Thing.
Oh, that's what he's trying to say. Okay.
Yeah. I got you, Mike.
Thanks, Mike. And then he also said people who quote enjoy and quote love lazy boy chairs.
Somewhere. They're the ugliest chairs I've ever seen in my life.
They are. They're for old grandpas. Old grandpas love them.
Yeah, my grandpa has like four in the home.
How many lazy boys do you need?
He's got two living rooms and he needs two in each living room.
You have one body.
I know.
Grandpa.
You don't need four lazy boys.
Not everybody in the house is going to be lazy boying at once.
Yeah. No. No.
I can't imagine.
They're not.
Let's see. Someone said, saying anything starting with if you love me / if I mattered to you. Oh my God.
That's just manipulative.
Manipulative tactics.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big red flag. Someone who doesn't have a sense of humor, not much of a personality, pretty flat. Yeah, I wouldn't say it's a red flag. I'd say it's more of a like that you're kind of boring.
Yeah, just a deal breaker.
Or maybe you're a sociopath. Yeah. Just a deal breaker. But I mean, you know, red flags mean different things to everybody. I think for me, when I say someone has a red flag, I mean like red flag is this relationship is probably going to end up toxic or abusive or really bad for my mental health. I don't mean red flag as in like, oh, they're kind of like not my kind of person. Like that's just like deal breaker or we're just different people or it's like a preference.
For sure.
So then we have more. Don't go anywhere just yet, people. this one, they constantly track you on apps like Snapchat.
Oh, weird. Weird.
Mm-mm. Uh-uh. I do not have my location on Snapchat.
Nope. Turn mine off.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I share my location with my close friends and that's it.
Yeah. Or people who like, I was talking to someone at the, like the beginning of the year who like, you know how you can go on Instagram and see when someone was last active. Mm-hmm. And she was like, she said something along the lines that I can't remember exactly. And no hate to this girl. It just weirded me out. But she had like messaged me the next morning and she was like, hey, I saw you were on Instagram last night at like 11. What were you up doing? Or something like that. And I was like, oh,
your business,
you know, whatever I want to do.
Yeah, mind your business and stay in your own lane. Jeez.
Yeah.
Ew, I don't like that. Toxic positivity. Agreed. So people who are just like, oh my God, well, yeah, like you wrecked your car today and you lost all your money in.
But you know what? It was for a reason.
Yeah, but it was for a reason. And the sun will come out tomorrow. And look at the bright side. Like sometimes crappy things happen. And you just got to like.
And you need someone to like listen to your shit and not tell you that it's going to be okay.
Yeah. And like in our last episode, you know, we talked about not allowing people to continue dumping the same problem on you over and over and over. So by no means is it appropriate for you to do that to somebody, but it's also not appropriate for when you're going through a hard time for someone to just try and shove positivity down your throat, especially like when you're bawling your eyes out because something awful happened. Like you just need a hug.
Yes.
Yes. I don't want anybody to
make it
bad for my problems.
Or this reminded me of another red flag is anytime I had something that I wanted to like just vent to someone about, that person always being like, well, I have it worse because this and this and this and this. Or yeah, well, that's not that bad because I had to go through this and this and this and this. Like literally like not ever being able to just listen to what I have to say and always comparing it to what they went through.
Like stop trying to one up me on the scale of life destruction.
I know. What the fuck?
God, okay. When a guy only wants to meet up late at night.
I guess it depends on the situation.
Yeah, it depends on the situation. If that's what you're both looking for, then fine. But if you're not looking for that and he just keeps hitting you up at night, I'd say stop talking to him because he probably just wants to hook up.
Yeah.
Let's see. Too much too soon, love bombing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding their phone.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been with anybody who hid their phone.
Neither have I.
Good God.
No.
God. Someone says, pretending to be so nice and so into a conversation and then ghosting me or avoiding me. Someone said, love bombing. We already said that. Or calling all their exes crazy. We already said that too. Or never being able to be single or alone. People who said, so, oh God, someone else said, I just want to take care of you. Red flag. Okay. I disagree with that one. I think I need context for that one because for me, I like when someone says, I just want to take care of you. So I'm thinking there's some context there that.
Yeah. I feel like the context with that one is probably like, someone who's like controlling over, you know, if you end up being like a stay-at-home mom or something and they want to be the sole care provider and the breadwinner, that's what I'm assuming the context is with that. But so yeah, that one needs some context, because I agree and disagree.
Yeah, like if someone's trying to monopolize you by taking monopolize your independence by keeping money from you and saying, I just want to be able to take care of you, or making you quit your job or something like that. That is absolutely a red flag.
Sure.
I was in high school and he was 4 years older than me. Oof. Yes. Red flag. and he should have been arrested. Mm-hmm. I had a friend dress up as me for Halloween one year.
I think that's kind of funny.
Wait.
I would dress up as you for Halloween.
I would totally dress up as you. Maybe this person wanted to be her and was like,
oh,
now it's my perfect time to.
Oh my God. Wait, what's that movie with the roommate that like.
I think it's called The Roommate.
Oh, The Roommate. Yeah. Like that. That would be a red flag.
Ew. He shamed me for not going to his workout classes, but I didn't because of painful medical reasons.
Oh. Ew.
Sounds like a dick. Oh, this is good. If they're only meeting up with / reaching out to you to try to get you to join a friggin' pyramid scheme.
Oh my God. All hey of your girl. High school. Hey, hun.
Hey, hun.
Yeah. Oh man. Yeah. Yeah. All your people you knew in high school who randomly hit you up 10 years later on Facebook.
I don't want your Cutco knives. I don't want your Monet hair shampoo that makes your hair fall out. Please leave. My college boyfriend wouldn't come see me all summer despite living less than 10 minutes away.
Ew. Yeah, bad.
When they're rude to wait staff and cashiers. Absolutely.
Yes, agreed.
If they're relentless in their pursuit of you, it's all about the chase for a narcissist. Absolutely. If they try to take the relationship too quickly, also agreed. Let's see. First date. He started flirting with the girls at the table closest to us.
All right.
That is so rude.
That is so rude.
And the last one that we'll list from our listeners is superiority and treating you like a project that needs to get better.
Mm.
That's vile.
Yes.
Yes. I'm not your project boy. You're mine. Right. Kidding. Just kidding. I will never, I will never try to fix another person ever again.
But yeah, those were funny. Do you have any that you want to share?
Red flag. Crying on my couch on the first date.
Hmm. Yeah.
After drinking way too much tequila and pushing your way into my apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I would
agree with that.
Yeah, that was a big red flag. I would say another red flag is somebody who refuses to get tested.
Mm.
I'm not even just talking about STDs. I'm talking about somebody who won't even get tested for like COVID and stuff and just wants you to believe like believe their better judgment, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Like if there's nothing to hide, why don't you just go get the scientific proof of results that there's nothing to hide, you know?
Yeah. Oh, I agree with that.
Another one. Got so many. Another one is a big red flag of mine is people who can't get through the day without drinking.
Mm.
And because there is a huge difference between someone who likes to have a glass of wine with their dinner and someone who is pounding a six pack before their restaurant job at 12 p.m. Mm-hmm. and then proceeding to go home and drink another six pack. That is scary. And I've literally dealt with that. Like in my last relationship, that was the reality of it. And
oh my goodness.
I love it.
Mia,
no one's here. No one is here. That was an Effie moment.
Oh my goodness.
That hasn't happened since Effie.
She just said hello.
She really did. Hey girl, what's up?
Oh, when you were talking about your past and then she said hello.
She said, what's up? Don't forget about me.
That's right.
But yeah, that was like a huge part of my old relationship. And I remember putting up with it and just thinking like looking back, I'm like, why did I ever think that? Is it because I was so young? I thought maybe this person would grow out of it or something. Why did I ever think that that was like okay, like they needed help. That's not, it's not good.
Yeah.
Also people who are like right off the bat, when you can tell somebody is really, really bad with their money. And when they don't have money, they have no problem asking other people for their money.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't like
it. One of my biggest red flags is somebody who cannot apologize.
Ugh.
And if you did get an apology from that person, it's probably because you begged for it. Yeah, that's a big one for me.
Yeah, they can't ever be wrong.
Right.
Yeah. And people, another one is when people say, no, they don't apologize for what they did. They give you a,
well, I did this because you did this.
Well, I'm sorry, that's how you took it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh my goodness.
Or another thing is like when you're first getting into getting to know somebody, you're getting in a relationship and you have like your first disagreement and you try to tell them like, let's sit down and like talk about this. And they give you like a tone. It's like, okay, like what do you want me to say? What? Like, did I send you the frat boy TikTok? It was a frat boy that was like at he was at like a food court with his girlfriend and they were arguing. And he was like, it was this guy pretending to be a frat dude. And he was just like, oh my God, you're being such a bitch right now, Becky. Like, you really want me to come in here and get a salad here? I could have gotten a better fucking salad at Wendy's. Like, what do you want me to say? You think I'm being insensitive? Like, okay. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Like, oh my God. I hate that. Oh my God. I could never.
Yeah.
I could not.
Yeah. Or just like, if there is some kind of disagreement, you know, if you can't talk to that person about it. Yeah.
Cause you That's know, your reaction is going to be stressful and negative.
Right. Yeah. And they just want to forget it. It never happened.
Another one is trauma dumping on the first date, which we already know that happened to me a ton this summer.
Mm-hmm.
And I still don't understand.
Oh, people who put milk in the bowl first and then the cereal, what is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you?
What is wrong with you? Why are you putting milk in the bowl first? The cereal goes first.
The cereal goes first and then the milk.
Yeah. Or, okay, I'm totally calling out my brother with this. He eats dry cereal. He doesn't use milk. He just puts cereal in a bowl and eats it like that.
That's a psycho move.
Sorry, Jonathan. I love you.
What in the hell? People who wash their bodies in the bathroom, like in the shower, with their hands and not like a loofah or a washcloth.
Yes. Yep.
You're not getting clean. You're not. People who don't wash their kneecaps and their feet.
Your kneecaps.
Wash your kneecaps.
And your belly button.
And your belly button.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. You said it.
People who don't use their blinker in heavy traffic.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
People who don't let their dogs sniff on walks ever. Like, ever. Like, you take your dog on a leisurely walk. It's their walk. It's not yours. Let them sniff.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's one thing if it's cold outside. Like, Mia does this all the time. First thing in the morning, we're going out strictly to pee and to poop. We're not going out to sniff. So I will pull her away from bushes and trees and cats and shit. But if we're going on a little walk through the neighborhood, that is for my baby. And she's allowed to sniff whatever she wants. And if you don't let your animal sniff,
that's like the spice of life for them, you know?
That's the spice of life for them. It is the spice.
Yes. Yes, it is.
What else?
Funny ones.
Probably funny ones, like everyday funny ones. Yeah. People who don't use hand sanitizer after coming out of the store.
Uh-huh. That's yep. I will do that for an eternity now.
Mm-hmm.
I used to not.
Yeah.
But I will now be doing that for an eternity.
Yeah. I will out myself. I will say before the pandemic, I didn't do it after, because I didn't think about it. And now that's all I think about.
Pandemic red flags, people who won't get vaccinated. people who won't wear a mask.
Yes.
And I'm sure. Actually, you know, that is a good thing when you're on like a first date or something. You could be like, to ask them questions about how they handled things during the pandemic can tell you a lot about a person.
That is really, really a good point, because I remember going on dates this summer with people and they would make side comment, like a couple of them made side comments like, oh, you know, like this whole mask bullshit, or like, oh yeah, gotta wear a mask. Like, I don't want to go there if we have to wear a mask. Like, and I'm just like, this is a first and a last. Like, I ghosted so many people based off of their ignorance to that alone. And you know, I'm going to say this right now, because I know that there are probably some people who listen who are not vaccinated or who do not believe in wearing masks, and you're going to get your panties in a wad. Do not come to us in our DMs. That's not what we're here for. And your message will just get deleted. Don't come to us saying like, I just want to voice my opinion about why I personally don't get vaccinated. I don't want to hear it. I've heard enough of them over the past 2 years. I'm done.
Yeah. If that is your choice and your prerogative, that is that. But
for me,
we're not going to be able to do anything with that information.
Yeah. Like that. I don't want anything. What? I don't need the information. Keep it to yourself. It's not.
And it's our personal opinion that it's a red flag.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be for you, but it is for us.
Yeah. Doesn't have to be for you, but for me it is. I'm trying to think what else. People, a red flag, people who are always lying about little tiny things and then explaining to you like why, like later down the road. How do I word this?
Compulsive liars.
Yeah, just like compulsive lying. And like, I know that in some instances that may be considered like a personality or like behavioral issue, like maybe
it can be
to a mental health disorder, but
it can be
like, if I catch you in like, if you lie to me once over something stupid or something really big or something that was so tiny, but you were scared for some reason, like it's over.
Yeah.
And it hurts worse when, like, I don't know what hurts worse, a friend lying to me or like a partner lying to me. I honestly think a friend lying to me might hurt worse.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. They both hurt.
Yeah. They both fucking sting. Yeah, there's that. Let's see what else. Red flag, the biggest red flag I think ever, is anybody who shames you for wanting to be seen and understood and cared for in any sexual act. If someone is shitting you, like if you're hooking up with somebody and they automatically just make it very clear that they're just here for them and they don't care to learn how your body works, or they don't think it's important how your body works or what needs you may have. I advise you, one, to leave, but two, don't leave. Don't go back. Don't hook up with them again. And for the love of God, don't get in a relationship with them, because that is a orgasmless life you're about to have.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes.
Like that's unpleasant.
Yeah. 100% agreed.
So yeah, I can't. I know that there's a million more.
There's a million, but I think those were good ones. Some are funny. They're still red flags, but like they can be funny when we're talking about them. And but yeah, everybody's different. There are things that we may have said in this episode that you disagree with. That's totally fine. Even Brooke and I agreed and disagreed on some of these things. And this is just kind of a fun episode. And thank you so much for sending in your comments. We love interacting with you guys. And We hope you enjoyed this fun little episode in the middle of all of our guests. And yeah.
We will be back. I believe our next episode is going to be, hold on. This one's going to get posted Wednesday of this week. I'm looking at the calendar.
And while you're looking at your calendar, I'm going to find an Ostara egg.
Okay. This one will be posted on, why don't we just do the red flag? Go put comment a red flag under our newest Instagram post if you got this far in the episode.
Yes.
But yeah, so this one will go up when you're hearing this. It'll be the 22nd. And then on the 29th, we are having a special guest on. And actually, if I can pull up the email really quickly, I will give you guys a little bit of a preview of who this person is. Oh my God, this is what I'm talking about. Our inbox on our, like, our email inbox is ridiculous. Okay. We are having Sierra Vandervoort on the show. That episode will be airing on the 29th. She's an international mindfulness coach and modern mystic of sisterhood, spirituality, and personal development. So I'm excited. That episode is going to be super cool. It's going to be all about connecting with sacred cycles in nature to avoid burnout and find alignment in yourself, and three mindset shifts to help reach your full potential without being exhausted. And it's all going to have a New Year spin on it, I believe. So
I am so excited for that.
Yes, I think it's going to be so great. She sounds awesome. And she's also into yoga. And we've been talking a lot about yoga on here lately. I'm about to go do some. So yeah, it should be good. And then after that, we're going to take a little break and we're going to plan out some things for the show for the coming year. And yeah, I don't know. We're going to have another great year, I guess.
That's right.
Okay. We love you guys. Thank you for listening. Go follow us on Instagram and we'll talk to you next week.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.